Democrats made history last night, sweeping elections across the country in what many are calling a rebuke of the Trump administration and Republican policies. House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries declared, quote, "Enough with the premature obituaries. The Democratic Party is back," close quote. These were the first major elections since Donald Trump returned to the White House. And Democrats won big, capturing key gubernatorial races and flipping Republican strongholds. In Virginia, Democrat Abigail Spanberger won by more than 15 percentage points, the largest Democratic margin in recent history, becoming Virginia's first woman governor.
A message to the whole world that in 2025, Virginia chose pragmatism over partisanship. We chose our commonwealth over chaos. You all chose leadership that will focus relentlessly on what matters most. Lowering costs, keeping our communities safe, and strengthening our economy for every Virginian.
In New Jersey, Democrat Mikey Sherrill scored a decisive victory, flipping at least five Trump voting counties back to the Democrats.
They always say we're loud, but man, with this vote, you guys just scream from the rooftops. And people around the country have heard you.
But the most watched race of the night was the mayoral race in New York City, where voter turnout topped 1 million, the highest since the late 1960s. Voters elected Zohran Mamdani, the city's first Muslim, South Asian, and Democratic Socialist mayor.
But as Eugene Debs once said, I can see the dawn of a better day for humanity.
Despite Donald Trump making threats to cut funding to New York if Mamdani won the election, in his victory speech, he addressed the president directly.
If anyone can show a nation betrayed by Donald Trump how to defeat him, it is the city that gave rise to him. And if there is any way to terrify a despot, it is by dismantling the very conditions that allowed him to accumulate power. This is not only how we stop Trump, it's how we stop the next one. So, Donald Trump, since I know you're watching, I have four words for you. Turn the volume up!
The Council on American Islamic Relations called his victory a historic turning point and a, quote, rebuke of Islamophobia and anti-Palestinian politics, close quote. In other races, Hazala Hashimi won Virginia's lieutenant governor seat, becoming the first Muslim American woman elected to a statewide office in U.S. history. In Detroit, Democrat Mary Sheffield made history as the city's first woman mayor, winning by the largest margin ever recorded there. In California, voters approved Proposition 50, a measure Democrats say counters Republican redistricting plans in Texas and other states. The Associated Press called the race almost as soon as the polls closed. Governor Gavin Newsom called the outcome a victory against what he described as Trump's attempt to, quote, rig the midterms by pushing GOP-favored congressional maps.
We organized in an unprecedented way in a 90-day sprint with an unprecedented turnout in a special election with an extraordinary result. We need the state of Virginia. We need the state of Maryland. We need our friends in New York, in Illinois, in Colorado. We need to see other states with the remarkable leaders that have been doing remarkable things meet this moment head on as well. to recognize what we're up against in 2026.
Republicans have already announced plans to challenge the result in court. The San Francisco-based Dillon Law Group says it will file a lawsuit. One of their attorneys, Mike Colombo, says Proposition 50 violates the 14th and 15th Amendment.
The map is designed to favor one race of California voters over others. This violates the 14th Amendment's guarantee of equal protection under the law and the right under the 15th Amendment to not have one's vote abridged on account of race. When drawing the Proposition 50 map, the chief consultant who drew the map has stated that the first thing that he did was to increase the power of Latino voters.
Following the blue wave election, President Donald Trump responded.
The shutdown was a big factor, negative for the Republicans. And that was a big factor. And they say that I wasn't on the ballot was the biggest factor.
However, House Speaker Mike Johnson shared a different message to reporters, saying the Republican Party remains on track.
The economy and healthcare are two of the primary issues in the country, clearly. And that's why we are delighted to run on our record. We are addressing that. We are delivering for the people. We are fulfilling our promises.